Y'all know who number one is.
Yeah. All right. Patrick Mahomes.
And that's not the point of the list. The point of the list is that out of the top 10, three of them are on one team.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is one. Chris Jones is three. Travis Kelce is eighth.
Right.
Those are your top. Those are three of your top 10 players in the AFC. There's a reason why the Chiefs are always so great, right? Mm-hmm. It's like when you watch or go play high school football and one team is dominant, you're like, yeah, well, they have six Division I athletes on their team.
Right.
Yeah, it's 11 on 11, but having six out of the 11 are all on offense, that team's just going to be significantly better than you. This is why the Chiefs remain top of the list, because they have three of the top 10 players in the AFC. To round out the list, Mahomes is one, obviously. Myles Garrett, two. Chris Jones is three. Tyreek Hill, four. Josh Allen, five. Your next five are Lamar Jackson, TJ Watt, Travis Kelce, Sauce Gardner, and Joe Burrow is 10th.
You know, I do have a problem with Josh Allen being number five and Joe Burrow being number 10. Who has had more success in the postseason? The answer is Joe Burrow. So to me, because of that postseason success, again, how are we judging quarterbacks? We need to find a way to judge quarterbacks, because if one day you can't tell me you judge him based on Super Bowls and Patrick can't be number one until he has more Super Bowls than Tom Brady, and then on a list of the top 10 players in the AFC, have Joe Burrow at number 10 and Josh Allen at number 5, when Joe Burrow has actually beaten Patrick Mahomes in the postseason and been to a Super Bowl, and Josh Allen hasn't done squat except poop his pants when the moment gets big.
Do you think Joe Burrow is better than Josh Allen?
I do, yeah, I do. Yeah. Well, I don't know now with the hair and everything that he's got going on out there.
You're not concerned about the wrist at all?
No, he's been cleared 100%, and I'm ready to see what Joe Burrow can do. I mean, like, I'm too old to be concerned about injuries, right? If you tell me you're cleared and you're ready to go, let's go. Let's see what you can do out there and go for it. I know Joe Burrow has ice water in his veins. Mm-hmm. He's got the cojones the size of bowling balls, and he fears nobody. I don't believe that's the case with Josh Allen right now. I don't think Josh Allen has cojones as big as bowling balls, and I think he fears Patrick Mahomes. And who wouldn't, right? Except for Joe Burrow. I think he's the only guy on planet Earth right now that plays against Patrick Mahomes that doesn't have, like, the, ugh, I got to play that guy. Joe Burrow's like, all right, let's go. I'll go play that guy. I don't really care. Everybody else has fear of Mahomes except for Joe Burrow, and because of that, I think Joe Burrow is the better player than Josh Allen.
I think I guess that's fair, but Joe Burrow hasn't beaten Patrick Mahomes in a calendar year, right?
Right.
Didn't play last year.
Was hurt.
Last time they played, they lost the AFC Championship game.
Right.
One of the better feelings for a lot of Chiefs fans. But I think when you look at that list and you think about those quarterbacks, you have Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those four, they're all in your top five, right? The only one that's not in your top five is whoever's fifth or whoever's fourth in your opinion, whether it's CJ Stroud, whether it's Justin Herbert, whether it's, you know, fill in the blank quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I think the bloom is falling off of Justin Herbert. I mean, we saw it even with the top 100 rankings yesterday, coming at number 75, the lowest he's ever been, right?
He's got his spirit animal at head coach now.
He might, we'll see.
But I will say this about Joe Burrow, and maybe this is an egregious take. We need Joe Burrow to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's one thing that we love to say? More hate in sports, more love in the world, right?
Yeah, right.
And if Joe Burrow's good, that leads us to believe that the Chiefs can actually have some competitiveness in the AFC. We know Josh Allen hasn't done it in the playoffs yet. He's had multiple opportunities, I believe three,
mm-hmm.
right? 13-second game, AFC Championship game, and then last year, their first road game for the Chiefs on the road. None of it's happened.
And if Joe Burrow's the quarterback in that game against the Chiefs and has that same situation, don't you feel a lot more like nervous with Joe Burrow back there than Josh Allen burying one in the dirt, not hitting an open receiver?
Right.
And wait. This last season?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, I'm just way different than you on this, but that's just me.
I think if you look at it,
you got a man crush, do you?
I think when you look at
Josh Allen's second best quarterback in the league. Don't even think it's close.
It's close, but I don't know. I do think he's the second best. But I think where we kind of skip over these lists and why we say we want Joe Burrow to be great, look, you're getting Lamar Jackson week one, you're getting Joe Burrow week two.
Right.
If both of those quarterbacks are healthy and on their A game and the Chiefs win those games, there is no question the rest of the year where the Chiefs lie and where the talent in the AFC lies, because if those are the two best quarterbacks outside of Patrick Mahomes in the AFC, which I believe I would put Joe Burrow third, I'd put Lamar Jackson fourth, two through four is extremely close.
Yeah, you can put it however you want, but I know this, and when I watch these teams play, Joe Burrow is the only player that I look at from a quarterback standpoint right now in this league that is a true villain, right? He plays the role of the villain great, and I love that, right? Josh Allen, to me, is not a villain. He's the guy you rub on the head and go, nice try, little buddy. like he's like the 10-year-old playing with the 14-year-olds, right? Oh, you put out a good effort. You were close, but we still got you. Lamar Jackson is a guy who, as we know, has not had the postseason success. I don't fear Lamar Jackson. In fact, I love Lamar Jackson, so he'll never be a villain to me. Joe Burrow is that guy that I look at and I'm like, I want to pop that guy in the nose, man. Like, he just oozes villain, and sports needs that. Like, I think even if you're a Bengal fan and you look at Mahomes, that dude's not a villain. You ought to be that guy, right? You kind of like that guy. But Joe Burrow has played that villainous role better than anybody else since Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And so that's why I think for Joe Burrow, to me, he's the second best quarterback, because he's beaten Mahomes, he's had that postseason success, and he's a true villain, where I just don't buy the villain role of Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or even C.J. Stroud at this point in time.
There's even more into that, because sometimes we find ourselves liking the villain. And I don't think there's a lot of people that genuinely hate Joe Burrow for being Joe Burrow. I think people hate Joe Burrow. And again, I think hate in sports is okay. You shouldn't hate people.
Right.
But I think hating an athlete because he A, doesn't play for you, or B, because he is that sort of kind of cold-blooded, you know, talented guy, you tend to hate those guys because they are not afraid of what you have, which you look at everybody around the league and you're like, you should be afraid of Mahomes.
Right.
Right? There's only a certain amount of people that beat in the playoffs, and who's one of those guys? Joe Burrow.
And who's the other guy?
Tom Brady.
And where's he?
Gone.
Yeah.
So the other thing, too, which I think is interesting about Joe Burrow, we need to have a damn conversation about this. You can't dye your hair that color.
What is this? 2003?
I mean, for one,
when I dated my hairstylist, I had frosted tips. She was hot. She told me to do it. I did it.
You did the frosted tips?
Oh yeah, 03, yeah.
Oh my,
I need a picture.
Oh yeah. I don't know. That is pre camera phone, really. Like, there's not much long. I'd have to.
You don't have a Polaroid?
I don't think so.
Dang,
I have
it.
To look for that. I'm sure my wife has got something. But you know, like,
Jen, we need you.
But yes, that was 21 years ago, right?
Frosted tips.
Yeah.
Bleached blonde hair.
Yeah.
Brooks Koepka did this a couple years ago. What does bleaching your hair blonde mean to you?
You're hiding something.
Okay. Or you're craving attention. I don't understand the blonde hair from Joe Burrow. Now, it's fine. I know he's always had the beautiful locks. He's had the great hair. But, I mean, and someone said he looks like Jonah Hill from the beginning of 21 Drum Street.
That's funny.
That's damn good.
That's
damn good, 913.
Also, that shirt that he was wearing yesterday made him look like he was pregnant almost, you know?
Yeah, but I see.
Like that was like a tent he was wearing.
Dusty, you had left at this point, but Bob couldn't stop. Joe Burrow looks fat.
Yeah, he did. Did he not look fat in that shirt? It looked like a Hanes 100% cotton blend shirt that you buy in a 3-pack at Costco or someplace.
It was weird.
I mean, like, it looked like a thick, like, beefy tea or something like that. I'm like, that shirt went out 30 years ago, man.
I did have blonde hair at one point.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, 8th grade mixer.
Good.
Got a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can find it, show you.
Yes.
Not a good look. Not a good look. You know, the problem is, can't change it. Got to let it die out.
Right.
Unless you want to dye it brown again, then you're going to have two different shades of hair.
Right.
Which, whatever Joe Burrow wants, if that's what's going to make him do it, if he becoming the Slim Shady is going to get them a little spark, then let it so be it. Again, I'm not up against having fun, but and a different, like, blonde hair, just that's like 2001.
Right.
Hell, you had frosted tips.
Yeah.
Puka shell necklace.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
I never had the puka shell necklace, though.
Do you have Doc Martens?
Yeah, oh, God, yes.
Do you have frayed jeans?
No.
Okay. Do you have a pair of JNCO jeans?
No.
They're back, by the way.
Are they?
They are back in style. You can get them for $300.
Oh, wow. $300 for a pair of dungarees,
well,
huh?
That's right.
What are these?
JNCO jeans? See, that's the problem. We got three different decades on this show, which is a beautiful problem to have.
But who's paying $300 for a pair of dungarees?
You'd be weird to find out. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that much. Vesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Matt Quattaro, the Royals manager, will join us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, an eye-opening stat by one Bobby Witt Jr. will explain on the other side of Bob Fesco's show here on 610 Sports Radio. Y'all know who number one is.
Yeah.
All right.
Patrick Mahomes.
And that's not the point of the list. The point of the list is that out of the top 10, three of them are on one team.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is one. Chris Jones is three. Travis Kelce is eighth.
Right.
Those are your top. Those are three of your top 10 players in the AFC. There's a reason why the Chiefs are always so great, right? Mm-hmm. It's like when you watch or go play high school football and one team is dominant, you're like, yeah, well, they have six Division I athletes on their team.
Right.
Yeah, it's 11 on 11, but having six out of the 11 are all on offense, that team's just going to be significantly better than you. This is why the Chiefs remain top of the list, because they have three of the top 10 players in the AFC. To round out the list, Mahomes is one, obviously. Myles Garrett, two. Chris Jones is three. Tyreek Hill, four. Josh Allen, five. Your next five are Lamar Jackson, TJ Watt, Travis Kelce, Sauce Gardner, and Joe Burrow is 10th.
You know, I do have a problem with Josh Allen being number five and Joe Burrow being number 10. Who has had more success in the postseason? The answer is Joe Burrow. So to me, because of that postseason success, again, how are we judging quarterbacks? We need to find a way to judge quarterbacks, because if one day you can't tell me you judge him based on Super Bowls and Patrick can't be number one until he has more Super Bowls than Tom Brady, and then on a list of the top 10 players in the AFC, have Joe Burrow at number 10 and Josh Allen at number 5, when Joe Burrow has actually beaten Patrick Mahomes in the postseason and been to a Super Bowl, and Josh Allen hasn't done squat except poop his pants when the moment gets big.
Do you think Joe Burrow is better than Josh Allen?
I do, yeah, I do. Yeah. Well, I don't know now with the hair and everything that he's got out there.
You're not concerned about the wrist at all?
No, he's been cleared 100%, and I'm ready to see what Joe Burrow can do. I mean, like, I'm too old to be concerned about injuries, right? If you tell me you're cleared and you're ready to go, let's go. Let's see what you can do out there and go for it. I know Joe Burrow has ice water in his veins. Mm-hmm. He's got the cojones the size of bowling balls, and he fears nobody. I don't believe that's the case with Josh Allen right now. I don't think Josh Allen has cojones as big as bowling balls, and I think he fears Patrick Mahomes. And who wouldn't, right? Except for Joe Burrow. I think he's the only guy on planet Earth right now that plays against Patrick Mahomes that doesn't have, like, the, ugh, I got to play that guy. Joe Burrow's like, all right, let's go. I'll go play that guy. I don't really care. Everybody else has fear of Mahomes except for Joe Burrow, and because of that, I think Joe Burrow's the better player than Josh Allen.
I think I guess that's fair, but Joe Burrow hasn't beaten Patrick Mahomes in a calendar year, right?
Right.
Didn't play last year.
Was hurt.
Last time they played, they lost the NFC Championship game.
Right.
One of the better feelings for a lot of Chiefs fans. But I think when you look at that list and you think about those quarterbacks, you have Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those four, they're all in your top five,
yeah,
right? The only one that's not in your top five is whoever's fifth or whoever's fourth in your opinion, whether it's CJ Stroud, whether it's Justin Herbert, whether it's, you know, fill in the blank quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I think the bloom is falling off of Justin Herbert. I mean, we saw it even with the top 100 rankings yesterday, coming at number 75, the lowest he's ever been, right?
He's got his spirit animal at head coach now.
He might, yeah, we'll see.
But I will say this about Joe Burrow, and maybe this is an egregious take. We need Joe Burrow to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's one thing that we love to say? More hate in sports, more love in the world,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
And if Joe Burrow's good, that leads us to believe that the Chiefs can actually have some competitiveness in the AFC. We know Josh Allen hasn't done it in the playoffs yet. He's had multiple opportunities, I believe three,
mm-hmm,
right? 13-second game, AFC Championship game, and then last year, their first road game for the Chiefs on the road. None of it's happened.
And if Joe Burrow's the quarterback in that game against the Chiefs and has that same situation, don't you feel a lot more like nervous with Joe Burrow back there than Josh Allen burying one in the dirt, not hitting an open receiver?
Right.
And wait. This last season?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, I'm just way different than you on this, but that's just me.
I think if you look at it,
you got a man crush, do you?
I think when you look at
Josh Allen's second best quarterback in the league. Don't even think it's close.
It's close, but I don't know. I do think he's the second best. But I think where we kind of skip over these lists and why we say we want Joe Burrow to be great, look, you're getting Lamar Jackson week one. You're getting Joe Burrow week two.
Right.
If both of those quarterbacks are healthy and on their A game and the Chiefs win those games, there is no question the rest of the year where the Chiefs lie and where the talent in the AFC lies. Because if those are the two best quarterbacks outside of Patrick Mahomes in the AFC, which I believe I would put Joe Burrow third. I'd put Lamar Jackson fourth. There, that I think 2 through 4 is extremely close.
Yeah, you can put it however you want, but I know this, and when I watch these teams play, Joe Burrow is the only player that I look at from a quarterback standpoint right now in this league that is a true villain, right? He plays the role of the villain great, and I love that, right? Josh Allen, to me, is not a villain. He's the guy you rub on the head and go, nice try, little buddy. like he's like the 10-year-old playing with the 14-year-olds, right? Oh, you put out a good effort. You were close, but we still got gotcha. Lamar Jackson is a guy who, as we know, has not had the postseason success. I don't fear Lamar Jackson. In fact, I love Lamar Jackson, so he'll never be a villain to me. Joe Burrow is that guy that I look at and I'm like, I want to pop that guy in the nose, man. Like, yeah. he just oozes villain, and sports needs that. Like, I think even if you're a Bengal fan and you look at Mahomes, that dude's not a villain. You ought to be that guy, right? You kind of like that guy. But Joe Burrow has played that villainous role better than anybody else since Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And so that's why I think for Joe Burrow, to me, he's the second best quarterback, because he's beaten Mahomes, he's had that postseason success, and he's a true villain, where I just don't buy the villain role of Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, or even CJ Stroud at this point in time.
There's even more into that, because sometimes we find ourselves liking the villain. And I don't think there's a lot of people that genuinely hate Joe Burrow for being Joe Burrow. I think people hate Joe Burrow. And again, I think hate in sports is okay. You shouldn't hate people.
Right.
But I think hating an athlete because he A, doesn't play for you, or B, because he is that sort of kind of cold-blooded, you know, talented guy, mm-hmm. you tend to hate those guys because they are not afraid of what you have, which you look at everybody around the league and you're like, you should be afraid of Mahomes.
Right.
Right? There's only a certain amount of people that have beaten in the playoffs, and who's one of those guys? Joe Burrow.
And who's the other guy?
Tom Brady.
And where's he?
Gone.
Yeah.
So the other thing, too, which I think is interesting about Joe Burrow, we need to have a damn conversation about this. You can't dye your hair that color.
What is this? 2003?
I mean, for one,
when I dated my hairstylist, I had frosted tips. She was hot. She told me to do it. I did it.
You did the frosted tips?
Oh yeah, 03, yeah.
Oh my,
I need a picture.
Oh yeah. I don't know. Fantastic. That pre camera phone, really. Like, yeah, there's not much line. I'd have to.
I don't have a Polaroid.
I don't think so.
Dang,
I have
it.
To look for that. I'm sure my wife has got something. But you know, like,
Jen, we need you.
But yes, that please. was 21 years ago, right?
Frosted tips.
Yeah.
Bleached blonde hair.
Yeah.
Brooks Koepka did this a couple years ago. What does bleaching your hair blonde mean to you?
You're hiding something.
Okay. Or you're craving attention. I don't understand the blonde hair from Joe Burrow. Now, it's fine. I know he's always had the beautiful locks. He's had the great hair. But, I mean, and someone said he looks like Jonah Hill from the beginning of 21 Drum Street.
That's funny.
That's damn good.
That's funny.
Damn good, 913.
Also, that shirt that he was wearing yesterday made him look like he was pregnant almost, you know?
Yeah, but I think that
was like a tent he was wearing.
Dusty, you had left at this point, but Bob couldn't stop. Joe Burrow looks fat.
Yeah, he did. Did he not look fat in that shirt? It looked like a Hanes 100% cotton blend shirt that you buy in a 3-pack at Costco or someplace.
It was weird.
I mean, like, it looked like a thick, like, beefy tea or something like that. Like, that shirt went out 30 years ago, man.
I did have blonde hair at one point.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, 8th grade mixer.
Good.
Got a picture of it. Mm-hmm. I can find it, show you.
Yes.
Not a good look. Not a good look. You know, the problem is, can't change it. Got to let it die out.
Right.
Unless you want to dye it brown again, then you're going to have two different shades of hair.
Right.
Which, whatever Joe Burrow wants to, if that's what's going to make him do it, if he becoming the Slim Shady is going to get them a little spark, then let it so be it. Again, I'm not up against having fun, but and a different, like, blonde hair, just, that's like 2001.
Right.
Hell, you had frosted tips.
Yeah.
Puka shell necklace.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
I never had the puka shell necklace, though.
Do you have Doc Martens?
Yeah, oh, God, yes. Oh,
do you have frayed jeans?
No.
Okay. Do you have a pair of JNCO jeans?
No.
They're back, by the way.
Are they?
They are back in style. You can get them for $300.
Oh, wow. $300 for a pair of dungarees,
well,
huh?
That's right.
What are these?
JNCO jeans? See, that's the problem. We got three different decades on this show, which is a beautiful problem to have.
But who's paying $300 for a pair of dungarees?
You'd be fine. It'd be weird to find out. Mm. I'll tell you that much. Vesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Matt Quattuaro, the Royals manager, will join us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, an eye-opening stat by one Bobby Witt Jr. will explain on the other side of Bob Fesco's show here on 610 Sports Radio. Y'all know who number one is.
Yeah. All right. Patrick Mahomes.
And that's not the point of the list. The point of the list is that out of the top 10, three of them are on one team.
Mm-hmm.
Mahomes is one. Chris Jones is three. Travis Kelce is eighth.
Right.
Those are three of your top 10 players in the AFC. There's a reason why the Chiefs are always so great, right? Mm-hmm. It's like when you watch or go play high school football and one team is dominant, you're like, yeah, well, they have six Division I athletes on their team.
Right.
Yeah, it's 11 on 11, but having six out of the 11 are all on offense, that team's just going to be significantly better than you. this is why the Chiefs remain top of the list, because they have three of the top 10 players in the AFC. To round out the list, Mahomes is one, obviously. Myles Garrett, two. Chris Jones is three. Tyreek Hill, four. Josh Allen, five. Your next five are Lamar Jackson, TJ Watt, Travis Kelce, Sauce Gardner, and Joe Burrow is 10th.
You know, I do have a problem with Josh Allen being number five and Joe Burrow being number 10. Who has had more success in the postseason? The answer is Joe Burrow. So to me, because of that postseason success, again, how are we judging quarterbacks? We need to find a way to judge quarterbacks, because if one day you can't tell me you judge him based on Super Bowls and Patrick can't be number one until he has more Super Bowls than Tom Brady, and then on a list of the top 10 players in the AFC, have Joe Burrow at number 10 and Josh Allen at number 5, when Joe Burrow has actually beaten Patrick Mahomes in the postseason and been to a Super Bowl, and Josh Allen hasn't done squat except poop his pants when the moment gets big.
Do you think Joe Burrow is better than Josh Allen?
I do, yeah, I do. Yeah. Well, I don't know now with the hair and everything that he's got going on out there.
You're not concerned about the wrist at all?
No, he's been cleared 100%, and I'm ready to see what Joe Burrow can do. I mean, like, I'm too old to be concerned about injuries, right? If you tell me you're cleared and you're ready to go, let's go. Let's see what you can do out there and go for it. I know Joe Burrow has ice water in his veins. Mm-hmm. He's got the cojones the size of bowling balls, and he fears nobody. I don't believe that's the case with Josh Allen right now. I don't think Josh Allen has cojones as big as bowling balls, and I think he fears Patrick Mahomes. And who wouldn't, right? Except for Joe Burrow. I think he's the only guy on planet Earth right now that plays against Patrick Mahomes that doesn't have, like, the, ugh, I got to play that guy. Joe Burrow's like, all right, let's go. I'll go play that guy. I don't really care. Everybody else has fear of Mahomes except for Joe Burrow, and because of that, I think Joe Burrow is the better player than Josh Allen.
I think I guess that's fair, but Joe Burrow hasn't beaten Patrick Mahomes in a calendar year, right?
Right.
Didn't play last year.
Was hurt.
Last time they played, they lost the NFC Championship game.
Right.
One of the better feelings for a lot of Chiefs fans. But I think when you look at that list and you think about those quarterbacks, you have Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those four, they're all in your top five, right? The only one that's not in your top five is whoever's fifth or whoever's fourth in your opinion, whether it's CJ Stroud, whether it's Justin Herbert, whether it's, you know, fill in the blank quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I think the bloom is falling off of Justin Herbert. I mean, we saw it even with the top 100 rankings yesterday, coming at number 75, the lowest he's ever been, right?
He's got his spirit animal head coach now.
He might, we'll see.
But I will say this about Joe Burrow, and maybe this is an egregious take. We need Joe Burrow to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's one thing that we love to say? More hate in sports, more love in the world, right?
Yeah, right.
And if Joe Burrow's good, that leads us to believe that the Chiefs can actually have some competitiveness in the AFC. We know Josh Allen hasn't done it in the playoffs yet. He's had multiple opportunities, I believe three,
mm-hmm.
right? 13-second game, AFC Championship game, and then last year, their first road game for the Chiefs on the road. None of it's happened.
And if Joe Burrow's the quarterback in that game against the Chiefs and has that same situation, don't you feel a lot more like nervous with Joe Burrow back there than Josh Allen burying one in the dirt, not hitting an open receiver?
Right.
And wait. This last season?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, I'm just way different than you on this, but that's just me.
I think if you look at it,
you got a man crush, do you?
I think when you look at
Josh Allen's second best quarterback in the league. Don't even think it's close.
It's close, but I don't know. I do think he's the second best. But I think where we kind of skip over these lists and why we say we want Joe Burrow to be great, look, you're getting Lamar Jackson week one, you're getting Joe Burrow week two.
Right.
If both of those quarterbacks are healthy and on their A game and the Chiefs win those games, there is no question the rest of the year where the Chiefs lie and where the talent in the AFC lies, because if those are the two best quarterbacks outside of Patrick Mahomes in the AFC, which I believe I would put Joe Burrow third, I'd put Lamar Jackson fourth, two through four is extremely close.
Yeah, you can put it however you want, but I know this, and when I watch these teams play, Joe Burrow is the only player that I look at from a quarterback standpoint right now in this league that is a true villain, right? He plays the role of the villain great, and I love that, right? Josh Allen, to me, is not a villain. He's the guy you rub on the head and go, nice try, little buddy. like he's like the 10-year-old playing with the 14-year-olds, right? Oh, you put out a good effort. You were close, but we still gotcha. Lamar Jackson is a guy who, as we know, has not had the postseason success. I don't fear Lamar Jackson. In fact, I love Lamar Jackson, so he'll never be a villain to me. Joe Burrow is that guy that I look at and I'm like, I want to pop that guy in the nose, man. Like, he just oozes villain, and sports needs that. Like, I think even if you're a Bengal fan and you look at Mahomes, that dude's not a villain. You ought to be that guy, right? You kind of like that guy. But Joe Burrow has played that villainous role better than anybody else since Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And so that's why I think for Joe Burrow, to me, he's the second best quarterback, because he's beaten Mahomes, he's had that postseason success, and he's a true villain, where I just don't buy the villain role of Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or even CJ Stroud at this point in time.
There's even more into that, because sometimes we find ourselves liking the villain. And I don't think there's a lot of people that genuinely hate Joe Burrow for being Joe Burrow. I think people hate Joe Burrow. And again, I think hating sports is okay. You shouldn't hate people.
Right.
But I think hating an athlete because he A, doesn't play for you, or B, because he is that sort of kind of cold-blooded, you know, talented guy, mm-hmm. you tend to hate those guys because they are not afraid of what you have, which you look at everybody around the league and you're like, you should be afraid of Mahomes.
Right.
Right? There's only a certain amount of people that beat in the playoffs, and who's one of those guys? Joe Burrow.
And who's the other guy?
Tom Brady.
And where's he?
Gone.
Yeah.
So the other thing, too, which I think is interesting about Joe Burrow, we need to have a damn conversation about this. You can't dye your hair that color.
What is this? 2003?
I mean, for one,
when I dated my hairstylist, I had frosted tips. She was hot. She told me to do it. I did it.
You did the frosted tips?
Oh yeah, 03, yeah.
Oh my,
I need a picture.
Oh yeah. That's, I don't know, fantastic. That it was pre camera phone, really. Like, yeah, there's not much long. I'd have to,
you don't have a Polaroid?
I don't think so.
Dang,
I have
it.
To look for that. I'm sure my wife has got something. But you know, like,
Jen, we need you.
But yes, that was 21 years ago, right?
Frosted tips.
Yeah.
Bleached blonde hair.
Yeah.
Brooks Koepka did this a couple years ago. What does bleaching your hair blonde mean to you?
You're hiding something.
Okay. Or you're craving attention. I don't understand the blonde hair from Joe Burrow. Now, it's fine. I know he's always had the beautiful locks. He's had the great hair. But, I mean, and someone said he looks like Jonah Hill from the beginning of 21 Drum Street.
That's funny.
That's damn good.
That's
damn good, 913.
Also, that shirt that he was wearing yesterday made him look like he was pregnant almost, you know?
Yeah, but Dusty,
like that was like a tent he was wearing.
Dusty, you had left at this point, but Bob couldn't stop. Joe Burrow looks fat.
Yeah, he did. Did he not look fat in that shirt? It looked like a Hanes 100% cotton blend shirt that you buy in a 3-pack at Costco or someplace.
It was weird.
I mean, like, it looked like a thick, like, beefy tea or something like that. Like, that shirt went out 30 years ago, man.
I did have blonde hair at one point.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, 8th grade mixer.
Good.
Got a picture of it. Mm-hmm. I can find it, show you.
Yes.
Not a good look. Not a good look. You know, the problem is, can't change it. Got to let it die out.
Right.
Unless you want to dye it brown again, then you're going to have two different shades of hair.
Right.
Which, whatever Joe Burrow wants, if that's what's going to make him do it, if he becoming the Slim Shady is going to get them a little spark, then let it so be it. Again, I'm not up against having fun, but and a different, like, blonde hair, just, that's like 2001.
Right.
Hell, you had frosted tips.
Yeah.
Puka shell necklace.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
I never had the puka shell necklace, though.
Do you have Doc Martens?
Yeah, oh, God, yes.
Do you have frayed jeans?
No.
Okay. Do you have a pair of JNCO jeans?
No.
They're back, by the way.
Are they?
They are back in style. You can get them for $300.
Oh, wow. $300 for a pair of dungarees,
well,
huh?
That's right.
What are these?
JNCO jeans? See, that's the problem. We got three different decades on this show, which is a beautiful problem to have.
But who's paying $300 for a pair of dungarees?
You'd be fine. It'd be weird to find out. Mm. I'll tell you that much. Vesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Matt Quattuaro, the Royals manager, will join us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, an eye-opening stat by one Bobby Witt Jr. will explain on the other side of Bob Fesco's show here on 610 Sports Radio.